Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch a Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jason. I mean Jay.
And I'm excited to watch Friday 13th, Chapter 4. The final
Corey
chapter.
Corey Feldman's back. His first time.
They're not going to fucking lie to us, right? So this is the final one, and we don't have to do any of the other ones. This is the final Friday 13th commentary, you guys. I'm kidding. We're doing all the Friday
13th. The story is over. Turn off the lights.
Closing time. So this is one of the best of the franchise, and anyone who says no can chew Big Red and fuck you.
Why don't you go, if you say no, that you don't like this movie at all, like, you can go get fucking railroaded by Chewbacca, okay?
That's
going to hurt a lot, and it's going to be hairy and disgusting, and is going to be his fucking orgasm sound.
We're kidding. If you don't like this movie, that's fucking cool. You're allowed to be your own woman.
Be whoever you want.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm looking forward to watching it, man. I went and saw Zombieland tonight. That shit was good, by the way.
You'll like it. Did he find his Twinkies?
Nah, they literally didn't say the word Twinkie in the movie. Spoiler.
Well, son of a... I don't want to watch it then.
It's weird. Nah, dude. It was just an extension of the first one. Which, you know, if the movie had come out like last year, then that would be kind of annoying. But where it's been 10 fucking years, it was perfect, man. It was really nice.
They didn't do any politicking in it, did they?
That was the best part of it, dude. Not jack shit.
Thank
it was just,
God for and then, saint men.
And they didn't hold back either. It was kicking dicks all the way. It was a good time. And that got me thinking about the movie tonight, even. And I was like, I can't wait to kick back and watch an old school horror movie that just doesn't give a fuck what you think.
Yeah, I like that too. Yeah. Let's just have a good time. Let's take our dicks out, rub it a little bit. Who cares? No one's going to notice. Put some goddamn Crisco on that bitch and have a great time.
That's why we do podcasts sometimes.
Sling some brews. Sling some brews, y'all. And then on your phone, have up some gay porn. I mean, some straight porn.
Hey, whatever, man. Whatever. It's okay. All right, so I'm going to press start on this movie here in a second. And, Jay, you got it's just the standard movie.
Yeah, it's the regular. Yeah, it's the regular.
Mine's the regular. Regular. It's not that menthol shit. Friday the 13th, part 4, the final chapter. And it's an hour, 31 minutes and 19 seconds. And I'm going to say sucking, fucking, and touching. And if you guys want to watch along with us on your TV, then when I say touching's when you're going to want to press play. Are you ready, Jay?
Yes.
Sucking, fucking, and touching.
She's gone from suck to blow. Here we go.
It has begun.
Ready, Kafka?
I love it.
Does
I love
it. You
it.
With like goodness, joy in your loins when you see that Paramount old school picture, like the mountain and stuff, and you know it's a Friday the 13th movie. Like, I don't know. It feels like when you're a kid and you're going to the amusement park. You're like, fuck yeah. Oh.
I'm going to give it to you straight about Jason.
Flashbacks. This is a team meeting at Walmart, guys.
I'm going to give it to you straight about Black Friday.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. This is exactly how the manager acts.
It's got identical.
That's all the Black Friday shoppers right there. It's cool, though. They're doing this flashback thing because, again, it's titled as, hey, look, it's Jingle Pringles. Early years. They're doing American Horror Story. But they're doing the flashbacks and, like, adding this in. Because, again, the title itself is the final chapter. So it's pretty cool.
She tried too hard to look innocent in that scene. The boy, is he dead too? Huh?
I think you have smoked yourself retarded.
Can we please go to church this Sunday, Grandma? I want to learn about Jesus.
I don't believe that you are at all interested in Jesus. I believe you're interested in spiking the Kool-Aid, you Jim Jones cult member. She looks like that. She looks like she'd spike the shit out of a fucking Jim Jones Kool-Aid. Boom.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
I mean, you can say what you want. It's corny as fuck, yes, but that campfire scene, that's so memorable and iconic when he's like, I'm going to give it to you straight about Jason. Like, it's so cool.
Did you see how bruised Jason's thumb was, by the way?
Yeah, he's playing a lot of Xbox these days.
Dude, I've broken 3 remotes since Madden came out this year. 3 remotes.
Dude, you know what's funny to me? Like, I have not broken a single fucking controller since, like, the Super NES days. Like, back then, I used to crack the fuck out of those, dude, because I would slam on them and break them and shit because I couldn't get past, like, certain levels of, like, Super Mario World or fucking Gladius 3. Like, it would piss me the fuck off.
See, I don't get angry and like break him. I break him because I'm like, I'm trying to like make a tackle or something, and I use the joysticks too hard. So they break the same way every single time. Like one of the joysticks gets pushed in, and then like all of a sudden I'll hike the ball and my quarterback will just run straight left out of bounds because some fucking joystick's broken.
Give me some sacks! That's exactly that's why I stopped letting my brother play Fight Night with the joysticks on my Xbox 360 and my Xbox One. Dude, he would break the fucking joysticks all the time.
I love this.
Woo!
That's a good open right there.
Yeah.
One of the best masks too.
It's a really sexual. Breaking it! Fucking that was there. You know that Jerry Bruckheimer was inspired by that right there. Kimberly Beck, she was a Power Ranger. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did before the movie earlier tonight. I watched the making of part 4, and the director, when he originally went for Corey Feldman, one of the biggest concerns that he said he had with Corey Feldman was that he thought Corey Feldman was too small of a kid to actually lift the machete up over his head toward the more iconic scene in this film. That's why he had second thoughts about casting him. But luckily enough, like, he proved him wrong, and Corey Feldman was added in. Corey Feldman was kind of a smartass about it, though. He was like, I love Michael Myers and Halloween when I was growing up. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to be a part of that movie. And then he was like, ha-ha, I'm kidding. Ha-ha, I meant the other guy. I was like, shut your fucking mouth. Go fucking rip off Michael Jackson some more.
That's funny, because that's the same problem my wife has with me, is that I'm just too small.
It's a problem.
Wait, what? Is this thing on?
I think you're telling truths right now. You're in a confessional. Go ahead. Tell me some more about your weird penis.
Too big. I meant too big. Yeah.
It's opposite day. But yeah, poor Feldman's a weird guy, but he seems cool. But I mean, he was talking about how much fun he had making the movie and stuff. But
Lake Memories, is that what you were watching?
It might have been. I put in the making of part 4, and it looked like it was kind of a segmented kind of. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's a good doc. That's right up there with Never Sleep Again.
Yeah, that I love Never Sleep Again. I've seen that like twice.
I wish that
Halloween had something like that. Like never kill a babysitter or something. Or never stalk again.
never get your ass away from there, Lonnie.
White mask forever.
White face fucker.
That just sounds like a Ku Klux Klan.
Hey, look, everyone, it's Roy Burns. It's the origin of Roy Burns.
Looks like the origins of Ecto-1.
Wasn't it daytime at the end of 3? Yeah, I think it was daytime when they were pulling all the bodies out.
Yeah, but it took a long time to clear all that shit out. Like, there was a lot of fucking dead bodies. It's like, God damn, I'm getting overtime for this. Hey, look, guys, that's every time that me and Mike try to go to a club. This is what happens at Shinaway. There's cop cars. Ambulances are coming out. There's a weird cop in a yellow slicker. It's not even raining. I don't know why you're in it. Why are you in a yellow slicker? It's not raining.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
I don't think that he's going to get that message, Joe. I mean, the guy's got fucking worms living in his apartment. He's got a worm farm.
Hey, you think this axe will fit in this bag?
That's a good idea. Make sure that you lay it down real strong when you present it to the judge and say that we ziplocked back that shit. Even though you just removed all the fingerprints by touching it on the wooden handle. Good job. You fucking idiot. That's what she said. That's what that hooker said. What do you need? Where do you need it? Man, those are the most disillusioned ambulance drivers ever. But that would be me and Mike or anybody that just hates third shift.
Dude, that one ambulance looks just like the Ecto-1.
That's what I said. It's the Ecto-1 origin.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But you know how it is. If you were an ambulance worker, you know, and that guy was like, they're all days like some emergency. You'd be like, yeah, like, why do we have to have the lights on and everything?
Can you say this is the guy who's been given the white stuff? They just assume he was on a coke binge. I never noticed that before. I'm pretty sure he said, was this the guy that was given the white stuff?
I just thought he said three bikers and a bitch. Two bikers.
Why do they have Captain America armbands?
I don't know, but I like them. That's not Captain America. That's like an ambulance thing.
I know, but it looked like Captain America.
You dummy face! Stupid idiot! It does, though. They're part of the Avengers Initiative.
I like that they're, it's a Wee Sex County.
At any point now, Agent Coulson is going to show up and recruit them. We need some good ambulance workers. I always felt sad at this scene. I was like, oh, there will never be the sounds of laughter or archery again.
It's very Michael Myers-ish of Jason to be in the hospital.
Well, he's dead, son.
It looks like there's nobody on that bed.
Look at that big old weird boner that he's got. He looks like he's got a fanny pack and a boner underneath of it.
Dude, that happened to me. When I had my hand surgery.
Why the fuck is that a real stomach? There's no way Jason was that fat. He looked like he swallowed a counselor.
But when they were wheeling me out and the shit was wearing off, like I had a huge boner, dude. Huge boner. And all the nurses saw it. And mom said that I was only 17. She said that I was hitting on the nurse. I don't remember it.
Yeah, you were probably just excited to get out of the hospital.
It's like, I got good blood flow.
Hey, you guys want to see my own version of a railroad track crossing? Watch my wiener. Up.
I love that he's eating a fucking sandwich around dead bodies.
I think that, well, dude, that's like, I've seen that like in 100 different fucking movies where the coroner or the person that handles dead bodies, they're always like, dude, that's Fackler from Police Academy, part 3. That's Fackler, dude. Part 3 and part 4.
And he's wearing Hanes.
Holy shit.
I will not fake any more orgasms.
That guy, looks like the less successful Jeff Goldblum brother.
Oh yeah, gonna
they call
get
him.
It going.
They call him Jeff Snoozeboom.
Thor.
Oh, I remember that scene. Yeah, he gets his nurse all like hot and bothered watching like workout aerobics video. I mean, that's when you know you got a good solid girl. Not only does she look hot in a nursing uniform, but she gets turned on by gymnastics from the 80s.
Who doesn't?
It's like that getting that girl that can watch porn with you and like have sex. You're like, okay, well, I mean, this could be a sort of an amazing relationship that'll last probably 5 months before you cheat on me with my older brother. But...
I don't think I've ever, honestly, now that I think about it, I mean, it's not something that comes up all the time, but I don't think I've ever been with a girl who's like against the idea of watching porn while you have sex.
I've done it. Like a natural thing. I know I've done it twice, but well, it kind of depends. I mean, some girls are like, I don't want you watching other girls' tits or something while you're having sex with me. You know, like they get weird about it, but.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, that guy, do you see that guy?
A few daiquiris, a little shot of ecstasy. Hey, we're in business.
If anybody has any reason to be jealous, it's the guys watching it. Trust me.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't watch the straight porn. I watch the lesbian porn because not seeing a big old cock flopping around that's going to make me feel inferior while I'm looking at it. Like, I'm not going to be, like, engrossed to that weird sweaty cock and be like, I wish I had a huge cock like that.
Don't get scared now. I like that she said that he was the Super Bowl of self-abuse.
Yeah, great fucking words. I'll bet it be used in the next Trump speech. We're not politicking here. I don't care who wins. I'm still voting for Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah. Shut my mouth. That's a good one. Yeah, Ross Perot. Ross Perot should have fucking had it, man. Ross Perot all the way.
Fuck yeah. Big old company, man. Let's get it done.
See, those butts are like...
Oh, see, there you go. He got the perfect channel on. See, he did it right. He turned the channel when she wasn't looking. He's like, now I'm going to watch some hot ass while I fuck some hot ass.
That was the same show that was on.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was the gymnastics thing. They were just rubbing their butts
together.
It was on a
news station before. Did you not see?
Yeah, but it's been on the gymnastics things for like 20 minutes now.
No, dude, he literally just turned it on. He switched the channel.
jumping Christmas ship.
That sounds like your dad when he realizes that he has to fucking spend money on your Christmas present. Like, what? Jesus fucking. Oh, shit. He fucked that up.
I'm going crazy. It's time for an ass whooping.
Can you keep your fucking voice down? God damn. Your shit's going to go by a lot faster if you just go there and have sex. Like, you know this. Like, it's going to be fun. Look at the periodic table.
I got to get me some of those disposable pippins.
You know what? I am fully convinced that she is really, honestly inventorying the entire chemicals and all. Now, you just broke some insulin.
All right, spot check. Where are you at in the movie?
1325, 1326, 1327. Where are you?
I'm like 3 seconds ahead of you.
That makes zero sense, dude.
I don't know, man. Oh, look, there they go again. Our butt cheeks are talking to each
other. And work it. And hey, work it. And no one cares what you say.
It's the, Fuck, what's the name of that fucking movie? The Human Centipede prequel. That's how I got the idea.
Just put your mouth on the asshole.
Jim Nexall Dugan.
Oh. Oh, good God, that was good. Where are you at?
Ah! Never gonna put you down. Look at those hands, dude.
I know. He needs to get a manicure fast.
His fingernails are getting worse. Oh, Splitzer. I am at... I went backwards to try to meet up with you. I am at 1437.
All right, so I'm at 1442.
How did I get even further ahead of you when I went backwards?
Are you further ahead?
All right, where are you at right now?
I'm at 1456.
Okay, there we go.
What a lovely day through the fucking woods we go. I hope they didn't find Frodo. Oh, here we go.
I think you're getting horny.
That's how you play a video game, goddammit. They should have sold that for the NES accessory.
It's Jesse Spano.
I'm so scared.
Her mom's got those jogging pants butts. Or make that jogging pants.
You know
pants
what's
butts.
Funny is like we're such dudes, I was looking right at her ass. Because she's a hot mama. Like, I don't care what people says.
Yeah, but you know what they say. If you get home and she's got the jogging pants on, no chance. But how does that translate?
No chance!
How does that translate to 2019 when yoga pants come into the equation?
Dude, I don't know, but there is something about girls in yoga pants. Woo!
I know. It makes me really seriously want to work out.
I want to work out on their vagina.
I wonder if that's Kool-Aid lemonade she's drinking.
I want to do the DDP yoga, but the diamond cutter on the vagina. Oh, Crispin Glover time. A dead fuck.
A dead fuck.
So another thing I did watch, the director said that he wanted real kids, like people that were more relatable than the last three.
Yeah.
So he made sure to go out and cast people that he felt were real, I guess. Except for that asshole. No, I like that guy.
Fucking Teddy.
He's all right. I mean, he's terrible at giving advice.
Well, because he's that friend that's never gotten laid, but he acts like he gets laid all the time.
Yeah, I know. I knew a few of those people. Like, those are the guys that would have, like, their fucking shirt pockets full of goddamn Magic the Gathering cards and act like they'd fuck, like, 800 bitches. I'm like, dude, there's no way. but give me advice on it. Like, this is how you do it. You go up and say that you want to slay their dragon.
Did you get, like, closer to your mic or something? You're rattling my headphones. It sounds like Jurassic Park.
No, I think you need to get your fucking ears checked.
Maybe you should move your mic away from your fucking mouth.
Maybe you need to move your fucking brain away from your fucking head and get it reevaluated.
That makes sense. You need to move your gravy away from your mashed potatoes.
You need to move the cock away from your mouth.
No, I told you once.
I'll do what I want to do in America.
You're a dead fuck.
I like his face, dude.
he looks like Eli Manning. Fuck.
Oh, you're a dick. He's like, oh, you have a point. Touche. It's like that I am a dead fuck.
Look at that hair, though.
He's got good hair, man.
I love it.
He looks like he could be a part of the flock of seagulls right now.
That is what it was like being just 16 and 17. Just a constant barrage of, God, I'm horny.
Yeah, man. It's never ending.
And 34.
And 22 in my case. But yeah, for sure. It just never stops.
Dude in the front left passenger seat looks kind of like young Billy Joe Armstrong. Or Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, maybe. I don't see Billy Joe. He looks like Rob Lowe, dude. What are you talking about? Rob Lowe. That guy looks like Rob fucking Lowe.
The girl in the back kind of looks like Kristen Wiig. At rest my ass, her head's been sitting on a kitchen table in a fucking shanty.
She's been giving head to termites for years.
Here's this banana-eating son of a bitch right here.
Oh, fuck
you,
that.
You banana-eating motorboating son of a bitch.
But then again, like you said, if you're like a young kid, you're like, hey, I'm horny all the time. I'll bet that's an easy lay. Let's do it, waffle maker. Fuck you. She has a back sign, too.
I mean, you know, this.
How many times have you been... That's what Loomis should have had in Halloween... what was it? 4? When he got turned away from the dust?
Let's do that fan film, dude. Let's just do the most irreverent fan films we could think of since everybody's doing fan films already. Just like Loomis meets the banana lady from... they're both hitchhiking together. And it's a buddy cop film.
Yeah, she was like, she would turn her thing like, fuck you, and he would turn his thing, God damn you.
Do you know about the darkness?
Oh, look at them goddamn shoes.
Oh, man. Here comes, oh, God, spit, blood, bananas.
I like the fact that Jason seems to be wearing the those starter shoes that every dad had in Walmart when they bought them at Walmart in the 1990s. Like those starter shoes. All black with just the S in the starter thing.
Well, let me do my best Rotten Tomatoes breakdown of that scene. You see, the banana was a phallic symbol about how Shaquille O'Neal was never able to hit his free throws. And also, seriously, this movie is offensive.
And Jason represented the woman's rage of ever being represented in such a way that she only wants bananas. You therefore, only wanting dick.
See that hug? They're smothering his manhood.
Right at this point, we realize that he's probably homosexual, and they're protecting him from the rage of the world. Yeah, I was fucking in the woods. Like, he's going to answer you. Commissioner Gordon. You could have called him Commish Gordon.
Dude, I really want to get like an old dog now, like an old golden retriever who looks wise, like the one from Homeward Bound. And I want to name him Commissioner Gordon.
There you go. Or you name him Shadow in reference.
That or Boo Boo Kitty Fuck.
No Boo Boo Kitty Fuck. You can't do that.
Look at those old cores.
You know what's fascinating to me is the fact that we only focus on the old style beer. That's when you know you're an alcoholic. You're like, look at those old beer cans, man. I wonder what that was like to drink with those people.
Speaking of which, I'm out. I'll be right back.
No, I gotta go too. I gotta go.
Yeah, you'll wait, bitch.
No, I'm gonna go. Sorry, guys. I guess you're gonna be in silence. Not. I have to fucking stay here now because I'm not an asshole. She's like, God, I wish I had a daughter. No, she probably does. Corey Feldman seems like a sweet kid. Oh, she did some Tresemme shit when she was... Oh, that girl's really cute right there. I like that one a lot. Those pig, that one little, like, it's like I was going to say a pigtail, or I don't know. She's cute, man. What are you talking about? It's all true. A reputation? You're a slut. Oh my god, you really are. You're a slutilla. Sixth grade? Damn. Either you're a slutilla or I was missing out way early on.
Oh, I didn't miss out on the who's the biggest hoe in this room conversation, did I?
Yeah, they're having that right now. She said, that chick right there, who I think is the cutest, right there with the little one ponytail over her shoulder, she said she lost her virginity in the sixth grade, or like she was fucking in the sixth grade. And I was like, either that makes her the slutilla to the slut mountain, or I was missing out when I was a kid. Like, I didn't lose my shit until prom night.
I don't, yeah, it took me a while, but I mean, let's be honest. Like if I could have, I would have.
I mean, obviously, but.
Yeah. So it's not a judgment thing, but yeah, totally. I think I was in fourth grade.
Shut your fucking goddamn whore. You know what?
I'm kidding. Disgusting. I wasn't.
Absolutely disgusting that people like you exist and just run your mouth.
I'm kidding. I didn't lose it till I was
because when your vocal cords express your fourth grade, like fucking dirty ass
dude, my daughter's
extravaganza.
My daughter's in fourth grade. That's the scariest fucking thing I've ever said with my mouth.
I know. You really shouldn't say that.
I know.
But go ahead. We're in a free country. We're not North Korea.
speaking of which, how old is Corey Feldman in this movie?
He's actually 12 years old.
He's getting into the window dressing.
He's like, "Woo!" Like, he was like, "Ah! I can't believe how lucky I am."
I love how excited he gets. It's like, "I can't believe this." See, this was back in the day when you could watch someone from their window and just enjoy it without having to film it and put it on Snapchat.
He's getting fucking ready. He's ready.
End up in jail.
I still act like that, though. I still act like that when I'm getting ready to have sex. Like, jumping up and down like, fuck yeah!
I'm so old that I just act like that now when I get the chance to sleep in for a day. Yes, yeah, I'm true. Going to sleep, but I don't have to wake up.
If a girl says that she's
going to
allow you to put your dirty penis inside of her, I get that excited. It's like, fuck, I love my life. At that point, you're so excited. And then your mom has to fucking ruin it. Mom, go make the meatloaf!
Whatever, dude. I get that excited when they put beef on sale at Kroger. It doesn't take much. Now I got Shania Twain stuck in my head.
Don't impress me
speaking
much.
Speaking of which, Shania Twain.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like I was
it's ridiculous.
And sneezing at the same time. I was trying to do a roar. Hey,
how awkward would that be, though? You know he's got like a mini chub going on that his mom comes in and touches him and like tucks him in. You're like, God damn! Like, talking about a fucking, like, problem with the therapy later on. And then you cut right to the asses.
Oh, Lord. That's me listening to the new Blink-182 album while Jay's trying to talk to me.
This is literally, yeah, I was going to say, this is me and you. Me, like, mad about what you said last night. Like, what do you mean I was a dead fuck and I'm all mad about it? And I'm passive-aggressively folding my arms into my chest, and you're acting like a bitch listening to your stupid music, and I'm trying to talk to you about something serious. That's how Mike was when I got divorced. He was like, man, just relax, man. You're a dead fuck.
Look, her tits are almost completely out.
It's okay. Like, let's just let it go free.
Let's go out in the woods with our boobs
showing.
Double
your pleasure, double your fun, as the Spearmint Gum says.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we're not everyone's, like, you know, spank bank material for a year anyway, you know, because we're twins. Let's go out in the middle of fucking nowhere and, like, literally wear shirts that are so V-necked that their V stands for vagina.
Like, how do you know they're not artists, okay? How dare you judge them?
That sounds safe. I hope my kids don't fucking do that when they're that age.
Your mansplaining is ruining this commentary right now, you fucking goddamn idiot.
Oh, did you see that dude's short shorts, though? Like, his fucking champion shorts?
Yeah, I think his left ball named Larry came out and said hello.
Yeah, his left ball's named Larry, and the right ball's named King Live.
Yeah, that's what it was. If they get together, they're an unstoppable force. But when they're separated, they're not really as good.
Yeah, in late night television.
Hold on a moment. Now I have to pee.
Does it weird you guys out to know in about 10 seconds Jay's going to be touching his nasty wiener? Anyway, what did you guys have for dinner tonight? I had Tostitos pizza. They look like Joe Flacco and Eli Manning hanging out together. The younger years. The Saved by the Bell NFL quarterback years. We used to actually go to a place just like this about five or it's more like 7 or 8 years ago. Called it Garfish Rock. Oh, my God, titties. Sorry, it took me off guard. Damn, Marlin jumped in my boat and caught me unawares. Oh, and there's some butt. And there's more. 2, 4, 6. My teacher said I never amount to anything. Anyways, what was I talking about? Fucking Tostitos? No, it's Totino's. No, it's Tony's. I don't know.
God, you're so fucking loud. I could hear you while I was taking a piss.
Disgusting. Ooh, dude. Wangerdanger. Wangerdanger.
You got excited because I did too.
Oh, God. Swinging Wangerdanger.
That guy's ass cheek is so white that he could power the whole fucking solar panel in Oklahoma. See, that's the one thing about skinny dipping, other than, like, you know, being self-conscious about your own body and whatever. But if your ass is, like, that white, you just don't want to do it.
Did you see what her butt just did, dude? It went straight up in the air and split.
I know. That's the one thing that I was like, she's got talent.
And then Corey Feldman's down there looking like a young Jeffrey Dahmer. This is how
Dahmer.
And Shadow, the dog's over there like, this is how
his
I
name is Gordon.
Sex for the first time, Mike.
You know what? I do like the fact that
I'm a good
thing
boy.
That I tool in on this with the whole film is that Corey Feldman does look like a relatable kid, though, at that time. You know what I mean? Like, it just, I don't know. It, like, the director was right. He was saying something about, like, adding real people in that you could relate to. And, like, having Corey Feldman in it and, like, doing this whole, like, you know, I don't know, like, he's a kid and he's in this situation that's really terrible. And these other kids that, like, the whole Crispin Glover death fuck. Like, I don't know. It feels more of a actual movie, you know what I mean, rather than just cannon fodder for Jason to fuck up. There's actual real storylines and character build.
It's
like
true. And they take some chances too. They take some good chances with the storyline when you get.
Yeah, they could have used a Chihuahua and not a Golden Retriever, but they chose not to.
Exactly. It was those choices that really said what this movie said about the homeless crisis in America.
That's you're telling the truth, and also the cheese shortage in Wisconsin, but yet they still try to say they're a cheese state.
Have you ever been to Starbucks? Have you ever had Starbucks? I know you're not a coffee guy.
No, I've never. Maybe. No, I don't think I have. I don't think I've ever. I don't think I don't want to like. I don't want to. You know, shill out money to a corporate greedy monster like Starbucks.
Yeah,
I feel like it's a Voltron of evil corporate decisions. I've never done
pizza rolls this week.
I did. I bought Totino's.
You gave in to the pizza roll overlord,
dude. Who cannot give in to the pizza roll overlord? They're
you
so
fucking,
strong.
You
They're
fucking
so
fascist.
Strong. They're so strong. I did my best.
Give my hard-earned money to the hot pocket.
It literally is not because I've never like not wanted like to try one. I just never had the access. Hey, what's going on? Is she dead? Oh fuck! I got fooled with her big titties. Oh, she wasn't dead. That kind of got me for a second. I was like, damn, so early.
There's two kinds of titties, Jay, in this world: dry titties,
bucket tits,
and wet titties. And there's a lot of wet titties in this movie.
There is some wet boobilicious in this. They look like melted Play-Doh sometimes, but they're still hot.
Bountiful and undehydrated.
They remind me of a Downy commercial.
The lake water's good for your skin. Come get some ham.
Did you buy her, though, like, as a concerned older sister, or did she just come off as, like, she looks like a mom herself?
No, she's, you know, what I mean? She's actually perfect. She's actually perfect because she's got the same look that these other girls do.
Yeah, I like that guy. That guy was
sicker. Still looks smart, though. Yeah, that guy looks like he would have been like a young Tim the Toolman Taylor.
That guy looks like he just came off a ShamWow commercial. Like, he's ready to roll up his sleeves and get dirty with his corporation. I'll show you what this can do. What if that had been the main guy and not Tommy?
I like their relationship together.
Not that there's nothing wrong with Tommy. I'm just saying, like, what if that had been the Tommy kind of guy? I mean, he's got, like, a weird yellow belt. He's got high-riding black trousers. He's got a plaid shirt. It's the brawny man come to life, and I'm following him.
Yeah, I like that she's all attracted to him. Like, oh, you're just a homeless dude in the woods with a 22 rifle. You need a ride?
No, Mike, not a homeless man in the woods. A survivalist. Okay, get it straight.
Yeah, and this is how Ted Bundy happened.
He's not Ted Bundy. He's Bundy Ted.
He's asking all the right questions. Right now, Shadow's in the backseat, like, I don't know about this
guy.
Tense.
I promise you, that guy's 45 years old. There's no way that motherfucker is close in age to those guys.
Either that or he's 60 and he uses Just for Men.
Well, good for, like, that's a good product placement. You know what? He should be the spokesperson for him if he's using that, like, because he looks good.
Yeah. Fast forward 10 years later when Wham's doing this, and we're like, and by the way, that reminds me, Emmett Smith for Just for Men.
Yeah, I swear to God, in 10 years, if we're doing this, we're just gonna use holograms and shit, because it'll be like, it'll be fucking 2029. We'll just invest in some cheap ass fucking hologram technology and just use that. Oh no, actually, we'll just be doing podcasts nonstop. We'll just never show our faces except for like old footage.
Yeah, live from the Versailles, Kentucky nursing home. We'll be talking about how, like, our nurses just came in and fucked us up with morphine. Like,
what are you talking about? Me and Mike are still being treated for liver failure. And, you know, it's been a fun ride, guys. It's been a fun ride.
Yeah.
But,
please join our Patreon, because this is your fucking fault.
We killed our body for you.
You owe us. And then you'd be like, Christ, Joe, is that what you think you did?
I like how he's pretty, like, he's interested in the cool masks and stuff like this. And Corey Feldman, I know. I mean, well, most people are douchebags and they wouldn't be. But this Corey Feldman's like, I got a penis for you. And it's like, boom, it's a snake. It's not a penis. It's a claw.
I'm also, like, while we're watching this, I just want to let you know that this guy's trying to bid on my first appearance of Alpha Flight comic book.
Ah, Alpha Flight, Canada's first superhero team.
Yeah, yeah. He offered, I put it up there for $36. Dude, that's awesome looking.
That's amazing that he made that. Look at that makeout session. Good for you. Can we zoom in? I'm horny.
Fucking Teddy down there hanging out like he's the badass.
That guy looks like he's getting ready to be on Paperboy Part 2 with the hat on.
Look at her outfit.
Chris McGlover's looking good, though. Why is he like a geeky in this? Like, I don't get it. Like, he's got good hair.
Here's the dance scene, dude. Here it is. Yes. This guy's got
famous
moves.
Dance coming up. Try to recreate it. I bet you can't.
I fucking love it, man. I love
three
this shit.
Three fireballs and three Michelob Ultra. Like, here we go.
Here it is. Oh, yeah.
I just took Coke for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
That's every geeky kid when they realize the Xbox or PS, the PlayStation is on sale. That would be me and Mike if we were ever invited to a Halloween screening early.
This is one of the greatest.
That's how we would go to the red carpet.
This is one of the greatest unprompted moments in film. That dance.
Is that unprompted?
I'm pretty sure it was just fucking random, dude. I'm pretty sure he just dances like that.
Yeah, I don't think that he had, like, a fucking amazing choreographer from Italy that fucking helped him with that. He's like, yo.
Fucking shithead had come in and ruin the mood.
Spaghetti Reno, help me perfect my dance moves.
Spaghetti Reno. Yeah, Teddy, you don't grab it like that, Teddy.
Jesus Christ, Teddy. Like, he was trying to bite her face like a fucking Romero zombie film. He's like, I'm a
little punch the teddy bear. And then, of course, she wants the guy who can't be had.
It makes zero sense. So you're saying that the Double Mint twins, they're both hookers? They're both kind of whorish, though? Because, like, one of them, or both of them, no, maybe it's her, because I know that they're the Double Mint twins. They move back and forth, like, to make the other one jealous. Like, you'll see it.
I just think that if Teddy wouldn't have been so, you know, fucked up about it, then everybody could have had, you know, had a nice time.
Yeah, Teddy's a weirdo.
And that guy's legs are way too hairy. Teddy, look at those hairy fucking legs.
Well, some men don't have hairy. I don't have very much hair on my legs, so.
He looks like my dad yesterday. I don't have a lot of hair on my legs either, dude. It's weird. It's really
weird. I think it's because I wear jeans a lot. I don't know. But my shit is smooth as a swimmer's fucking calf.
I mean, I do have hair on my legs. Just not a lot.
Well, I mean, I do too, but it's like, it's sporadic as shit. It looks like, I don't know, it looks like a windstorm in Kansas. It only lasts for a little bit, and then it's gone.
I can only imagine what the listeners are thinking right now. Well, I didn't need to know that.
That's okay. I'll show it on Instagram one day when I get one.
Yeah. You know what? We can put our legs together and make them guess whose leg it is.
I didn't guess shit. I told you that already.
Who wears short shorts? I do.
Hey, I can hear you fucking crunching your ice, you son of a bitch. What kind of whiskey you got tonight, or is it vodka?
It's soda pop, bitch.
With what?
With ice.
And?
Nice.
You had a beer earlier.
I did not.
You're an alcoholic. Just admit it on air.
You're a dead fuck. Why has he got his hand in his... Oh, okay. I forgot for a second. I turned away and I come back and this dude's got his hand miming a wiener.
<It's like crazy. laughs> I like how Crispin Glover's like, I don't even know why I'm here.
Oh man, someone's gonna cut their finger.
I wish Crispin Glover, I really wish that he would just walk up to somebody and be like, hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Teddy's back there knowing that he ruined his fucking chance. She's starting to get jealous. This is what happens when you drink, people. Stay away from alcohol. You could get addicted.
This whole thing looks like American Pie, the beta version. The untested version.
The low-budget American Pie. Yeah, you want to
see, dude,
not...
like, that's what I'm talking about. Look what he's doing.
Yeah, get your hands off that girl in front of your girlfriend, you dickwad.
But that Double Mint twin knows that she's making him jealous. Or her jealous.
And I like him. He's like, hey, Sarah, how about we mind our own fucking business? And that's the way to handle it, people.
And then Rob Lowe is like talking about Jesus over here. I don't know what's going on over there, but she's like, I'm going to take your hat and we're going to get all clothes and shit.
Teddy's got to be pissed right now because that dude had a girl. He had his girlfriend there.
And that's what I'm saying.
And now he's taking this girl to, what a wiener.
Selfish as fuck. Man, that's no wingman at all. That wingman just goddamn tomahawked your
And see how she's looking at Teddy? Wing. Teddy shouldn't have been so aggressive about it. He's a fucking idiot. But damn.
I like how Crispin's going to get
it. What about Crispin?
Crispin's going to get it. Crispin's going to get a crispity, crunchy fucking comeback right here. He's been saving this one. This nougat.
Yeah, but now you deserve it, Teddy, because you're a little asshole.
Tell him, Crispin. You try to bite her face.
Yeah, just because he looks like Mahoney from Police Academy. He stole your
Crispin's
girl.
Getting it. Run that through your little computer, Teddy.
Yeah, you deserve it, Teddy. You talk the shit, you get.
But then again, that one dude had a good-looking girl. Like, why in the fuck?
I have a hole in my shirt. God damn it, I love this shirt.
Well, you shouldn't try to make love to it as many times as you had. But why would you... I don't understand. Like, I don't get it. Like, she was like.
It's going to be a good death scene coming up.
Yeah.
This is an especially angry death scene, too.
Hey, dude, you know, it's funny to me. When Jason came back, I know I didn't say this before, but when Jason came back and he came out of the hospital and he was back on the prowl.
You came?
I always felt like, yeah, I did. I came three times, actually, when I saw him. But it was like, hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Whoa.
Them boobs are all right. Like, it's okay. Hey, man, we should start a titty counter because we did that for the Wrong Turn series. But
I think we're at 6, so this would be 8, I believe. But I don't know if I don't, Jay, I can't remember if they're the same titties or the old titties or the new titties.
I believe that we're going to have to go with the new titties until we get a ruling on the field. At this point, I feel like they're new titties.
I like it. I like it. And these aren't quick shots. That was a stagnant titty shot.
She had the you got the jiggles. You got all sorts of good stuff on that one.
I never understood people's need to swim naked in dirty ass lakes. Like, what's the difference between skinny dipping and regular dipping? Like, the water's still going to get to your genitals.
Well, that's true. But then you have a weird protective layer of undies, I suppose, that sloshes around next to your genitals. I don't know. That is weird.
Then you have to crawl butt naked over a dirty ass raft and get.
It feels like you're
hepatitis.
Peeling off like some old like stick on sticker.
Yeah, you get like a new version of hepatitis, like hepatitis diamond series.
Why are you gonna lay? Why are you gonna lay in that fucking boat like that? Just be like, yeah, it's all chilling out. Like,
it's okay.
No one's out there. You're fucking delusional. God, go back inside.
I feel sorry for her. Like. Your boyfriend was just trying to get with another girl in front of you, and you think he's going to... You're like butt naked for him in a raft right now.
That's true. Come on, do me doggy style, Paul.
It's okay.
I'll do you doggy style under the water.
Oh, that's nasty looking. Look at her back. Look at her back.
I liked her face. She's like...
Feel bad for the actress. They said that the director made them like stay in the cold and like it was like fucking freezing out there, and they made him do that shot for forever.
I don't feel sorry for him because they're getting paid.
And now he's a good guy.
Yeah, after you've already danced with her for a while, got your boner, probably cummed in your pants a little bit. Now you're gonna run with your short shorts to
sorry,
your girl.
My hairy legs spider sense is going off. Something's wrong.
He looks like he just came from. Like a yoga center.
It's like Adam Sandler's cousin.
He does. Why are you gonna leave now? You gonna be a hooker? Oh wait. Oh. Get it, Crispin. Come on now.
Yeah. He's making Cheeto molecules. That's my kind of dude.
See, the ones I wanted to really like. You want to root for Crispin in this, and you definitely want to root for. Teddy.
It's like football rules. Next man up. You got to be ready to play.
You put on another guy's hat. Oh, my God. See what I'm saying?
At that point, but if I was Crispin, I'd be like, you know what? I don't give a fuck.
Well, at this point, Crispin's a dead fuck. So, yeah, he wouldn't care.
But don't expect me to you know, don't expect me to call you.
I feel like this bitch is on the Price is Right. Closest retail dollar is a dollar. No, you root for Crispin. Like, I like Crispin a lot in this movie. I think he's like whatever. He's just like a normal dude. And then you root for Corey Feldman, obviously, but those are the two that, like, to me are the most relatable people in the entire fucking film. The rest of them are all douches.
Teddy's like, what the fuck?
I can't do nothing. Oh man, no way. It's not happening. Sorry. No. No, don't. No, she's already given you the... She's force-filled up. There's no breaking that. She's gone from suck to blow. Oh, she moved next to you, though. Oh, dude, why are you acting all weird? God damn.
See? Yeah, you're creepy, dude. You're creepy as fuck. And then he gets mad. And then he gets mad. Then he gets
angry. Know, like,
there's don't ever get angry. Ever, 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 ever. Don't ever get angry if you get rejected. At least not openly.
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to keep that inside and use it as fuel to make yourself better. It's like you got the creepy Jeff Goldblum that's kind of charming, and then you got your fucking version of Jeff Goldblum, Teddy, and that's just not doing it.
Yeah, Teddy looks like the cricket from SpongeBob trying to get to the fucking burgers. Like, you know, you're so blinded by your vision of stealing the secret recipe, you're making yourself look like an asshole.
Yeah, that guy looks like he would, like, fucking, like, I don't know, do a commercial for, like, a local car wash business or something. Like, no one's going to be interested.
This is how I say I'm sorry. This like white swamp thing. Fucking hairy ass legs. The fuck did you just do?
What?
You scared me. Whatever that noise was.
Did
you sit on your microphone?
No, I moved. I want to sit on this conversation, though.
Gross.
No, it's not gross. It's just, like, true.
It looked like she pushed him off. It looked like her hand pushed him off. Titties, titties, big, big titties, titties. That's what the music says to me every time, man. I'm telling you.
Let's get a good death scene going.
Oh, it's going to be good, dude. This is
gnarly. Why the nuts? Oh, yeah. Take it. Oh, yeah. That's what he did.
God, he lifted him up.
I know.
Lift me up.
He should have been, never say die. I am eagle.
Never say die.
That guy's listening to How Do You Talk to a Ninja?
That guy looks like an 80s outfielder for the Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, he might want to close his mouth before the mosquitoes get in there. Holy shit. Like, how long are you going to hold your mouth open like that?
He looks like Jimmy Kimmel's great-great-grandpa.
He does,
but when he was young.
I think that's how any late-night TV host feels when they're walking in the shoes of Jay Leno the first time.
He looks like Timothy Oliphant gained 60 pounds for an Oscar role.
I feel like that's how you and I would look walking into L.A. for the first time. What?
My God.
Shit, it's a tent. Yeah, well, the map says we're fucked. Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Fuck you, dude. We're going to need a judge's ruling on that to see who went first.
Look, it's Psycho House.
I got to grab a drink. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Well, another soda? You fucking liar. Oh, Crispin's going to get lucky. He's going to show that dead fuck. Doesn't mean anything. It means live fucking. It's a live wire in my panties. I mean my undies. And I'm going to take it out and do all sorts of crazy Cro-Magnon things with it. Oh, I broke the bed. That's because my wiener was so big. So much weight on the bed at that point. It's like a fucking hand weight. 10 pounds. Oh my God, that's scary as fuck. I would never watch that. Like, that's terrible. Not only are you smoking pot, you're drinking beer, you're going to watch some old black and white shit that looks like some The Ring. You're blowing your chances, man. Like, oh my God, you're terrible. You look like fucking you look like a guy that never got cast in the Grease Part 3, if they ever made it. You look like a defunct T-Birds guy.
What the fuck did I just come back to?
Like, they're watching that weird black and white fucking reel-to-reel while he's smoking. Like, that's what I'm saying. If you're smoking pot and drinking on top of it, you're going to be all weird anyway. And they're watching a weird black and white of ladies dancing.
Oh, dude, if I was high, that would make me laugh, too.
I would be fucking scared, dude. Like, The Ring started out like that.
Oh, I hate this cock block move that she pulls right here.
Oh, yeah, it's bad, yeah. Well, come join us, then. I'm a dead fuck, remember?
Yeah, look, just because you fucked up your good time, do not ruin mine.
Yeah, man, that's some bullshit. Like, hey, if you guys are brother and sisters, any of you guys out there or whatever, if your brother or your sister is getting lucky and you're not, don't ruin it for them if you're at a party with them.
Dude, I had a guy do that to me once. It was the biggest dick move ever. Ever. Yeah.
It's a guy code or a girl code. There's a code, motherfuckers.
Dude,
it's small, but it's there.
Man, I was in a tent with this. This is a long time ago, obviously, but I was in a tent with this girl who was in town for like 2 days, and she was gorgeous. And this fucker comes up to the tent and is like, I'm just really sad because her friend, like, doesn't interested in me. I'm like, dude. And they like ran off into the woods, and I had to go. She's like, aren't you going to go see if your friend's okay? And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, guys. Oh, the shadow kill. We got some Peter Pan action going here. The shadow kills. Yeah, you got nice teeth. Oh, that's what they're watching. Some weird old porn. Oh, my God. Dude, Jason's pissed as
fuck. Oh, man. Yeah, he's playing fucking... He's throwing some Brett Favre dead.
You know why he's
there.
So mad, though? It's because he left the hospital and they still billed his ass even though he was dead.
He just saw his fucking phone bill.
He saw Thor. His bill. He's like, son of a bitch, I was dead.
Thor just trying to get in the trash right in my face.
Expenses and like putting you in the coroner's office and icing your body, it costs like $3,000. Rob Lowe with your tube socks, man.
That's Jared Leto.
I'm telling you, it's not. It's Rob Lowe. It could be Jared Leto with Rob Lowe mix.
Jared Lowe Armstrong.
Yeah, he's going to walk the moon.
We've all been Teddy in this situation, though. You know? Like, everybody's been Teddy with everyone else.
But
like,
he's not. But you know what? Kudos to him. Like, he's not cock-blocking anybody.
True.
He's just having a good time.
But everybody either brought their girlfriend or found someone else or whatever, and you're just left alone to get drunk by yourself. And he's having a good time. You got to give him credit for it.
Because he dated a mistress named Karma, and he got bitch slapped in the face because he called Crispin Glover a debt buck, and debt buck got laid.
That's true. And he was overly aggressive with the lady,
you see
which
what I'm
you
saying?
Can never
be. Boom. The universe is now balanced. This reminds me of either like a Halloween scene or a Halloween scene for sure, or a Nightmare on Elm Street, but more a Halloween scene. I know it's Jason, guys. I get it, but I'm just saying.
What if Lou Gossett Jr. just popped down the stairs and was like, "Never say die,
I am eager." That'd be great. That'd be the greatest thing of all time.
Here we go. She's too close to the glass.
She looks like Nicole Kidman's like double in The Others.
Where's Trish? But most importantly, why are all the lights off? Wait a minute. Did the storm knock out the power? Am I just being an idiot right now? Maybe.
I think so. Or he cut it. I can't remember. Well, he tomahawked the one bitch through the, I don't know if it was the electrical box. Dude, Jason's smart in some way. Like, you know, he like knew where the electrical box was if he did that. And he's like, I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to short circuit the power for everybody else.
Lady, get your ass inside.
Two birds with one stone. I'm smart. You're not. You're going to die. End of story.
Only thing scarier than Jason Voorhees is fucking mosquitoes in places like that.
Yeah.
Get inside the cabin. I want to spray myself with off right now.
What a lovely tree. I like how she walked out of the sprinklers that they had on set. It's not raining anymore. Did you see? Like, she walked out of where they had the sprinkler effect. Aren't you late for our Goonies meeting? Shut up. Okay. So she's got some granny panties. She's got them granny panties on, but it's all right. Like back in the, like, was there thongs back then? Like, I don't know. Was there thongs back in the early 80s?
I think there were just bathing suit tops at that point, though.
That's something we have to look up. I'm going to Google
bottoms,
that.
I mean, bathing suit bottoms.
Can you imagine if you had grown up in the early 80s, though, and then you start seeing all the hot ass coming out in the 90s when they had thongs and shit and barely their bikinis, and you're like, God damn, are you serious? Like, wow, I missed out.
nothing will ever beat brown panties from Friday the 13th, Part 2. Yeah. Those are the ugliest panties I've ever seen on a woman. And I've seen some shit, man.
Okay, so I did some research. Apparently, the thong was invented in 1974.
Oh,
we're way off.
Just
those
wasn't
were
in
just
pop
like
culture until
those
later
are just
on.
Goddamn conservative chicks that obviously had Mormon aspirations.
So. I thought it was invented by Cisco.
Yeah, thong the thong thong thong.
Like John Carpenter, he scores his own products.
And on this show, We do the research, guys. 1974, the thong was invented. A very important part to the Friday the 13th franchise. Stay here. I'll go fix the lights. He's like, okay, I'll just chill at my room, my creepy masks in the dark. No problem.
No, it's good.
There.
No, it's fine.
Only
I'll
a 12-year-old kid. Yeah. Fuck me, huh? I guess I'll write a story. Could you not have put on some fucking clothes? Oh, she is wearing clothes. I thought she was wearing a bathrobe, but that is an ugly outfit. Yeah, let's just hang out here in the dark in this weird yellow tent when it's raining outside and nothing's going to happen to me. Like, okay.
Here's a nice place to take a dump.
Here's a nice piece of shit. Of all the places, why wouldn't you just go back to the comfort and safety of your home rather than hang out in a Blair Witch tent? Tell me you don't see that shadow. Look, there's no way. And who the fuck does that? Okay.
Yeah, right. I told you to buy my tent at Cabela's or nothing.
Now he's been revealed as the actual corporate lawyer that he is. Crispin Glover is no longer a dead fuck. Yeah. He's a live wire.
Tina.
Do you guys do that? Like, you guys ever like cuddle up after you've had some sexuals, or you just like, get off me? I don't need to be bothered right now. I need to smoke and left alone in the dark while I contemplate my life.
I've been in both scenarios, for sure.
I've done it before too. Yeah, like, I mean, sometimes you want to like curl up with the girl and like rub their head, and, like it's a teddy bear or something, like or some kind of like stuffed animal. Like, yeah, well, it was a good time. And then sometimes you're like, get off me. I don't want to talk to you.
I like that he straight up asked her if he's a dead fuck.
He's still holding on to that. Let it go.
This would be a bad time to be vague. Like, I think I'm thirsty. God damn it, I was a dead fuck, man. Wasn't I?
Thank you for, like, stroking my ego.
Yay!
Stroke, man. You got the number down.
It'd be way funnier though if she grabbed his cheeks and like grabbed the cheeks of his face and was like, "But whatever you do, promise me you won't go looking for a corkscrew."
Okay.
Oh.
I'm gonna go look for a corkscrew.
Oh, here she comes.
Oh yeah, that's some good footage.
Dude, he had a great last day on Earth.
See, what he should have done is stepped in front of the projector and just been like, yeah, and he's like shaking.
He should have done helicopter, dude. Like, just
But Crispin Gotti, he's like, why don't you run that through your computer with throwing the panties? See, good for Teddy, man. Teddy's like, yeah, that's a good friend. He's congratulating. He's like, man, you know what? I was wrong about you. You're not a dead fuck. You're still like a weird fuck. You're a weird fuck, but you fucked him.
It was great. That's like Night at the Roxbury where they high-five each other in the hallway.
Yeah, I'm just going to go check out what's going on in here. Yeah, me too. I'm going to...
I like that Teddy's holding...
just had sex.
And it
and
felt,
it felt
so, good.
So good.
Where's the corkscrew?
A girl let me put my penis inside of her. He looks like every dad from 1987.
Yeah. Who changed the thermostat, huh?
Oh, fuck. He got it pretty bad. Again, I really don't think they should have killed Crispin Glover off.
But he had sex. You can't have sex in these movies.
I don't give a fuck.
And it felt so good. Jason pops up. Felt so good.
Someone let me put my machete inside of them. Didn't you have a sister? Dude, I would do that. I would do that stupid joke with those double mint twins. I would be like, "Ha! You guys look alike. Are you related?"
Oh shit. That scared me a little bit. Damn, how did he do that? He fucking Ninja Gaiden'd up to that, bitch.
Titties, titties, big, big titties, 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 fuck. Big, big titties. Oh, dude, I like how she exploded the fucking windows out. That apparently, is a badass scene.
Apparently, Jason's got a 54 vertical. 54-foot vertical. He could just jump up straight. That's how he moves around so fast. He just jumps all over the place like Hulk. I gotta go to the restroom.
Well, go on and skin that smoke wagon.
I am. You're damn right you're scared. I can see it in your eyes.
I can see it in your eyes. It was not stolen. It was not. I did not rape her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
What's in your wallet?
Poor old Tommy's just looking for some fucking Pop-Tarts. Back in the day, though, 50-50 shot, if you found Pop-Tarts in one of those cabins, it would have been frosting free. It would have been those dry ass fucking Pop Tarts where you could see the holes in them. Ew, gross. You know what is good though is taco flavored Doritos. Those are good. Oh, and by the way, if you guys still eat Little Debbie snacks, put those shits in the freezer for a couple hours before you eat them. I don't care which kind of Little Debbie snacks it is. It changes the whole fucking game. It turns them into creamy ice cream treats. Oh, Teddy's death makes me feel bad. Oh, but this guy gets it fucking hard. I mean, no, that's not what I meant to say. Someone needs to mildew clean that shower. You teenagers are not supposed to be so sensual about it. Ah, I can see your butt cheeks. No, oh, they're pressing. I don't know why that makes me laugh. I get tickled when someone squeezes butt cheeks against glass. All right, now it's weird, Teddy. Stop making that fucking face.
Okay.
Yeah, you missed it, dude. He pushed your butt cheeks up against the glass shower door.
Damn. Did you record it? He's so horny. That's when you're real bad off, when you're talking to the Pornhub images.
He can't even fuck a projection screen.
I know. He's like, you're horny. Anyway, I'm sorry, guys, I left, but holding your pee in so long can give you such a crick in the neck. Oh, that's what I want to do to every goddamn moviegoer that fucking talks during Joker.
Flip, flap.
This looks like the goddamn beginning to George Michael's Freedom video. It's all stained glass windows and shit. You see the curvature of the boobs and the bodies. God, that guy's good looking.
I can't tell who's prettier.
That guy looks like he could be fucking Jesse from Full House's nephew. Oh, God. What a terrible line. But then again, it works. She's like, oh, I think I'm in love. Oh, God. She said the L word. What?
What?
I did it out.
Then he kills himself.
He's like, watch it
Jason,
out.
Jason doesn't even have to. He just, like, throws his face through the fucking glass and, like,
yeah,
shards
literally,
himself.
You know, Pennywise could come up through the fucking drain. He'd be like, okay, I'll go. It's all over, guys. You meet a really hot, good-looking girl, and she's like, I think I'm in love. Like, what?
Literally, in this movie, every single time someone has sex, they die. Immediately.
Well, that's the well. It goes at least with the Friday the 13th theme.
Yeah.
Jason's just really confused about sexuality. That's why he wants to kill everybody's fucking.
You open the box.
Oh, God, no.
All right, guy.
Stop it. Dude, I said Rob Lowe. Maybe he looks a little bit like Johnny Depp. Like a weird Johnny Depp from Willy Wonka or Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Johnny Depp.
He kind of looks like the weird giant jaw guy from Tango and Cash. Oh, they broke my neck and my jaw.
look at his fine hair. That's Tresemme treated and chiseled features. Time to fuck it up!
They should have just had him fart right there.
He's got a big-ass chin. Jesus Christ, that shit's Jay Leno-sized.
They broke my nose and my jaw.
Oh! Oh, get out! Oh my God! Look at this! Oh God! Fuck a bitch!
Oh God! God! You didn't use Irish Spring.
He fucking waffle pressed his face, dude.
Really
like
did.
That. He was so pissed off that his singing sucks so bad. That's what Simon Cowell wants to do most contestants on American Idol. Shut up!
Who was the guy that? Who was Jared Leto's character in American Psycho? Because I remember he kept confusing Christian Bale with somebody else.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember.
That's what that reminds me of. Came to hear me sing? What? You guys are too much. Stop it. Get a room.
You guys are so cute.
Or something.
Oh, I don't think he's going to make it to prom. Why don't you keep screaming louder? I like how she's like, yeah, when she grabbed the... Just, hey, calm down, fix the problem. Oh, actually, damn, never mind.
Oh, Mio, Mayo.
Jason is definitely going for his Cub Scouts honor this year. Axe throwing, number one, Eagle Scouts. I'm there next year. Corey Feldman just looks like a kid, though. Okay, by the way, the shirt that
Ask
he's wearing...
Ask me about my wiener.
That's the alligator... Sorry. Oh, that's not the alligator late. Shirt.
I know really he's late.
Like, Ask me about my wiener!
I was like Michael Scott when they were making jokes in the office, and he couldn't think of a joke, and he just stood there.
But you know what?
Like, 10 seconds later, I was like, ask me about my wiener.
I like a good comeback story. You know, you got Rocky... You got fucking that's a good comeback story. Jason in this film, Kim Kardashian. Well, Kim Kardashian's not really a comeback story. I believe that she got some cum on her back in that video. No, I was gonna say Corey Feldman looks like that kid that you would hang out with though if we were the same age back then. That he would like have all the Game Genie, like, you know, codes and shit. Like you would know all the cool stuff about video games. He's a cool guy. I don't know. Even though he's unhealthily, that's not a word, but whatever, obsessed with Michael Jackson.
No, that's real life, Jay.
No, I know it's real life. I'm just saying that's why.
Oh, I thought you meant his character in the movie.
I know. In real life.
You go.
He's a weird dude. Weird dude, man.
If I give you the funk, you gonna take it?
Yeah, I'm gonna take that shit and records it. You know, it's funny. He actually mentioned Corey Feldman about the guy that played Jason in this. He said, which unfairly, he said he thinks that he's the best Jason that ever played the part. The guy that played Jason in this. I don't really... You know, he was only in this movie and in, like... the very first 30 seconds of part 5. That's unfair. So his shit skewed. But at the same time, he was also saying, like, the guy that played Jason in this was a very, like, hey, shucks, man, I'm a redneck guy wearing plaid shirts. How you doing, buddy? Woo-wee, you like to ride buffalo? And he's like, I'm not really a cowboy guy, so I couldn't really relate. Like, fuck you. Anybody can relate to a cowboy. Okay? I think you're full of shit.
I should have learned to rope and ride.
Michael Jackson's porcelain nose shit?
It's Ted White.
Yeah, Ted White.
It's actually, like, no offense to Ted White at all, but that name is like, it's like being named John Smith. It's just like really forgettable of a name. It's hard to
remember.
Dude,
that's funny. Where I work, there's a guy. His whole Jonathan Smith, but he goes by John Smith. So he'll say John Smith, and I'll say, "What's your real name, John Smith?" When he picks up his prescription, he's like, "John Smith." I was like, "Well, my name's John Jones, but I don't think I'm passing off any kind of polygraph anytime soon. What's your real name, John Smith?"
Friedenhagen. My real name is Friedenhagen. Okay, you got me.
I said you better not. You better not. What's your name, Joe John? Your name's
Son
Joe
of
John.
Son of Friedenhagen.
You fucking Swedish bitch.
Father to Flattenhumans.
Flocklicklicklicklick. You broke my camera.
My great great grandpappy Flastikotokaya.
My grand 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 grandpappy Vinyl Spots Big Wieners.
Mr. Fukuhagahun. That said Corey Fukunaga, you just couldn't tell.
All right, oh, that Shannon. Poor dog. That poor fucking dog right
We've
there.
Gotta
He's going
to
be
out
at Homeward
here,
Bound
Chance.
Part 3.
We've got to go, Chance. It's the only way to save them.
First off, Michael J. Fox didn't sound anything like goddamn Morgan Freeman.
Michael J. Fox was fucking Chance.
He was Spot, dude.
No, he was Chance.
Well, he had a spot on his face.
He was the target dog, dude. I swear to God.
I was there. I saw who was casted.
No, dude, it was Bingo. They was fucking
Yeah,
Bingo.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Like, Michael J. Fox was Chance.
I hope we don't lose any subscribers.
Why? Why are we going to lose them? Where are you guys going? I will find you. Oh, God, that was a terrible fucking laugh. That sounded creepy as fuck because I had, like, the cough at the same time and I had phlegm in my chest. I was like... That's like Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles when I did that.
Dude, I want one of those fucking donuts that they eat in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Part 2.
Hey, do you think that this is like dry ice that they're using for smoke, or somebody just smoking a lot? It's like five guys in a room just smoking Marlboro Reds nonstop. Like, film the scene!
We can't afford a fucking fog machine.
It's either Marlboro Reds or it's some cheap-ass cigars. Fucking switcher sweets.
Hang on, I'll be right back.
God, again? Now Mike leaves the room. Time for you and I to have fun together. Oh my God. Stabbed through the back. What awful way to die. What a coward he was. Stabbing through the back. No, actually, you know, Jason likes to decorate around the rooms as much as Michael Myers does. It's always funny to me. Because you got Jason and Michael, and they always decorate with these bodies, and they somehow find time to do it artistically. It's amazing. Like, it's some David sculpture shit, the way that they put them up. I feel like it's a very honorable thing that we get to watch this. Oh, he's pissed. I'm gonna fucking fuck that shit up. Yeah, he's killing you. All right, get the fuck out. You know how bad off you have to be when you have to tell somebody he's killing you? I can look at you. Like, I don't need you to verbally tell me he's killing me. I know your fucking internal organs are dead. Like, each stab, it's done. But thank you for narrating it like an NFL commentator. I appreciate it. And he's running the pike through my chest cavity. It's entering into my lung. And at this point, my heart is beating slowlier.
I missed the horrible fucking fight, didn't I?
Yeah. Wait, he's like, he's killing me! He's killing me!
The longest death ever.
That's what I was saying. I was like, dude, he has to narrate it, but you know it's happening. You can just look at him. Like, yeah, I can look at you.
Oh my God, I'm still being stabbed. Oh my God, this is the fourth time he's stabbing my leg, and now my heart. My heart.
Like, I wish that Jason could talk at just that point so he could go and look at him in the middle of stabbing him. Like, no, duh!
She looks like a dead fuck.
Dude, again, tell me that Michael Myers and Jason are not artistic motherfuckers. You see how they position the bodies? Like, they know it's like they're going to create their own haunted house.
Jason's
like, this girl's going to get
so good at it, but this time he tried his best. Yeah, Jason really does good pin people and shit. Like, Michael's definitely the better artist.
No, yeah, No. Michael is like, Michael's the Leonardo da Vinci of our time in kills. But Jason is a David sculptor. No, not David, Donatello. Donatello sculpted the David statue.
Jason's more of a Crayola guy.
But it works, though. It looks so beautiful.
it's like when you shittily just like fucking hang a poster on your wall using, you know, tacks. That's basically what Jason does with his dead bodies.
I think it's like it's really so like shallow that when you take a really big giant dump and it's like one of those turds that kind of come through the toilet water that you want other people to see.
Oh, dude. Oh, God damn. The skin. The ripping and the tearing.
I did. You know, I looked away at that moment because I knew it was coming. I didn't want to watch.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
He'll never play piano again. Dead fuck.
Oh, God.
I like how he got fucking launched by a Nerf gun, dude. Like, Jason had a Nerf gun and launched him from a Nerf gun.
He was so clearly a stunt guy, dude, because he flipped and rolled.
I know. Either he launched him from a Nerf gun or he fucking bounced off a trampoline.
That was a great scene.
Why has Jason got he's got a cement block. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
She stabbed me in the trapezoid. How did he get there out so fast? Like, holy, look at that.
Oh, man, that's scary as fuck.
Okay, so first off, she hit a cement block head. You could hear it clearly. And then stabbed him in a trap, in the traps that he doesn't normally work out, and it hurt. And then he immediately Houdini to the door and broke through it. Like, he didn't even have to walk there. He just like was like, blink, I'm there.
He was a fucking badass that whole scene.
It was good, though. Yeah. That's going to stop him for sure.
Yeah.
That mask alone is scary. He's like knocking on it. He's like testing it. He's like, I wonder if this is hollow.
Do you see
us? Let me in your fucking house. Let me in your fucking room. What if Jason was playing, like, Pocket Game Boy out there?
Oh, there he goes. Yeah.
Oh, a little bit. Are we doing some Shining here?
I just
a little bit of the great one.
Are you happy
Fuck
with
that.
Your haircut?
I hate books. How dare you put a bookshelf in front of my face?
Yeah, y'all need to go through the window already.
She's like, what if you went, what's on? Oh, shit, not that close. Fuck that hurt.
You fools, to think it's over so easily. By the way, Jason, you need to take it easy on the Big Macs, buddy.
It's okay. Jason can live any kind of life he wants to. First off, I don't think there's Big Macs out there. He's eating more like fucking goddamn deer meat and shit. I don't know. But I guess you could overindulge on that, too. Well, he was dead in the hospital. You'd think he would have lost a few pounds. He was on, like, fucking Jell-O. Yeah, I'm sure he's not going to wake up at all. Don't worry about it.
Series is over, everybody. She hit him with the TV. He's a big motherfucker, though.
He is big, yeah. Like, I woke up, he's like, son of a bitch! Like, he knew her. He knew that she was there the entire time. He's like, I don't... Like, what?
When your wife tries to pack while you're sleeping.
It's kind of funny, dude. He looked at Corey Feldman. It's like, should I get an autograph? Because I knew you were in the Goonies. Look, did you see how he's running?
Yeah, he runs like Refrigerator Perry.
And then he's gonna stand there. He's like, I can't come in. Oh, I can't. I've never seen Jason run like that before. That shit was funny as fuck. It's like when you know that the line is down at the favorite roller coaster that you want to go on, and you're running as fast as you can to get there. Like, he's running. Fuck it. Oh, yeah. Fucking Linda Hamilton, eat your heart out.
That shit was real as fuck, dude. Like, you'd see her panties and everything. That was good looking, man. That was a nice stunt. That was some nice ass stunt work right there.
Two things, though. You could see that she's wearing stockings because it was a dude that fell out that window, I guarantee you. And then you could see the ground kind of compress a little bit when she hit the ground and kind of bounce up. So they used like a soft kind of ground.
That was
like,
a dude they... called me Shirley.
Well, not now, but when he fell out the window, I guarantee, because they were wearing stockings, dude. To hide their junkles.
Junkles.
Their junket packet.
I don't understand.
This is the most random fucking scene
at
ever.
All. Yeah, dude. Like, what made you think? Oh, she's in danger. I'll shave my head, and they don't think I'm his fucking mom.
Well, I know what they're going for because he had been obsessed with it. So he's gonna look like, okay. So a fucking a sketch artist rendered what Jason might have looked like with fucking no hair, and he decides yeah.
This is pre-internet. Like, I get that he's looking at news clippings, but the news clippings aren't going to be like, rumor has it that all you have to do is put on a fucking sweater and he'll think you're his mommy.
Rumor has
Back
it.
Back to Tom with the weather.
Rumor has it.
He's like
what? He's like, you there? You there?
Not scared at all, dude. He's just like fucking just walking through shit.
At this point, Jason is like the angry, jealous fucking husband. You're not going out tonight.
In my home? Where my children play with it.
You can do what you want. Oh, fuck my goddamn. He's like, well, I guess that's it for my cello lessons.
Great fucking chase scene, man. Just a great ongoing scene this whole
You know thing. What? I agree with Corey Feldman in some way. Like, he's not the best Jason, but he does have a menacing presence the way that he is, so
he does a great job.
Yeah. So he's like trying to show her hands, like, you see what you did? Oh.
I don't understand this fucking kid right now. I don't understand. Like, I'll shave my head and you'll think I'm your fucking mom.
This what motherfucker went Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah. Sa Dema. Look at him. It looks like fucking Billy Corgan got shrank.
Nothing compares.
Get back to
nothing compares to you. Don't you remember what? I didn't know you back then. You're 7.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
This looks like the cover of a Nirvana album that didn't
happen. This looks like a Great Clips ad if they were telling the truth.
It will fuck your shit up. Oh, here we go. We got Nip Tuck. Did you see what that did to me? This is going to be Paris Hilton in 20 more years.
Look upon your work.
Got them Vans.
The world's shittiest Skechers commercial.
Here we go. Woo.
Dude, I love the freeze frame when it sticks in.
Woo.
And then he's going to fall down.
Is it going to show it? Oh, yes, sir, Bobby Joe. We are in business. Oh, my fucking shit. And his eyeball's still twitching. I feel bad. There.
Not so much here or here, but right here. It hurts right here.
God, right in that Aris. Right in that Aris. Oh, man, you are not going to get a girl for at least 2 more years, dude, with that shit.
Dude, Corey Feldman looks like me when I fuck up shaving, and then I have to try to fix it.
He looks like me when I don't go, like, I go 3 weeks without sleep. Or 1 day, really. If I don't get my 12 hours in, it's really a fucking bad deal.
Fuck, man. Those nails on Jason, though. I can't get over Jason's nails in this fucking movie.
Well, dude, he was dead.
I know, but damn. Oh,
that
man.
That snake is still moving. That's how me and Mike attack a garter snake in our yard. Die! Die! This is how I feel when Mike tells me that we got to film back-to-back episodes.
I'm really hungry, but then my kids asked me to cut up their steak.
Yeah, so
he looks like a little man trapped in a boy's body.
I think he is. Yeah, okay, okay.
Oh, dude, he looks like Chalice.
Nah, he's better looking. I think this is also where, like, I think Halloween 4 actually copied this ending. Okay? Now watch this ending and tell me that Halloween 4 didn't kind of, I don't know, a little bit plagiarize. Because you'll see.
Why does she look like L.A. Beast when they close up on her face? Wait till they close up on her face. Of course, they're not fucking going to now.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're obsessed with L.A. Beast right now.
I said one fucking thing.
It don't matter. It's fine. He has a great backward cap that he wears all the time. Right here. Halloween 4.
Hey, what the fuck is Spud Webb doing here?
He's going to win the dunk contest one day, I swear. Oh, no, that was Muggsy Bogues. Right here. Halloween 4.
I'm
going to be in a mental asylum one day, or I will kill again. There we go. So what do you think they were saying? Okay, so the ending of this movie, I felt like they were saying the final chapter, yes, in quotations, for Jason Voorhees, but maybe trying to play it off that Tommy would become the next Jason because he had experienced this traumatic thing and now had related so much to the character of Jason or the person of Jason that he would become a killer. I don't know. I feel like Halloween 4 kind of lifted, not like they completely plagiarized that scene, but they kind of did with the whole thing with Jamie and Michael. Other than the psychic touch.
Well, it was
bullshit.
Always a stupid fucking idea to have Jamie carry on the torch anyway. So no matter how you chop that shit up, you're right. They could have lifted it off him, but either way, it was a bad fucking choice.
You know what I will say, though? This is a great movie. This movie really is a really a fab movie. I really feel like it would have been amazing, though. I like that they kept Corey Feldman alive. It would have been amazing to have Corey Feldman back in subsequent sequels, but unfortunately it didn't happen. But I would have also kept Crispin Glover alive because I feel like other than having the kid back, I would have felt like amazingly cooler to have Crispin Glover reprise his role a few more times.
Not only that, dude, but think about this. Wouldn't it have made more sense to have Crispin Glover die while he's having sex, considering that the main joke of the entire movie is the dead fuck thing? Wouldn't it have been fucking hilarious to have him literally, like, right after he's like, so, like, after when he's like, so, am I dead fuck? And she's like, I think you're incredible. And then they start fucking again, and then Jason pops up and fucking kills him. I think that would be funny as shit.
Yeah.
The corkscrew thing was just kind of like where's the corkscrew is a classic line, but I think it would have been way, way more ironic and fucked up. But no, dude, it's just one of the fucking best Jace movies because it's just, I don't know, man. Like, you like everybody. Even like the asshole characters, you kind of like them a little bit. Everybody was kind of like everybody had their part to play. Like, nobody was completely fucking pointless. And then you add this crazy fucking twist. Like, I don't like the idea of his face at the end of the thing either. But you got this little kid. They had the wherewithal to be like, to make him obsessed with horror and like masks and shit like that. And then to have him be the one that takes down Jason at the end. And you've got an awesome chase scene where Jason's just fucking mean as shit. And the stunt work in this film was amazing, man. When they're flying through windows left and right.
Well, the music was great. The stunt coordination was great. The actors were amazing. And again, I'm going to point out, like, the director's right. Like, there are a lot more relatable people in this than the other three films, for sure. I don't feel like the Corey Feldman ending to it, like, with his eyes and shit. Like, I mean, I don't fucking know. Like, I'm like, come on! You can do better.
They came back from, I don't know what, like, why he didn't continue the storyline, like, confused me. Like, why they had him come back as fucking, like...
Well, I mean, I understand why they did it. I mean, well, that was because I think in part five, when they get into part five, they were pretty... They were kind of saying, like, it doesn't have to be Jason Voorhees. It could just be somebody playing the persona of Jason Voorhees, like the legend or the myth can live on, and it doesn't have to be the actual killer because he's dead.
Wrong. But,
I know. It was a terrible, terrible idea. But either way, it's a solid fucking entry. I love it. If this had been the final chapter, would you have been cool with it? If they'd only made four Friday the 13th films, and well, this was the last one, would you have been cool with it?
Not the way, not as presented, with Corey Feldman's eyes at the end of that. If you'd
no, if you had cut that out, if you'd cut that part out.
Then, no. Because
I wouldn't kill Jason. You can't keep a good killer down.
If you're gonna have this little fucking Billy Corgan kid who's gonna just shave his head and chop Jason to bits, like you gotta have a reason for it, right? Like you gotta take that character.
Go on and do Smashing Pumpkins. So.
You gotta take that character somewhere. Like I don't want the whole lore of Jason to just be like, oh, what the fuck, this kid just chopped him. You know what I'm saying? Like it's cool because Corey Feldman's character ends up meaning something to the franchise, and they could really capitalize that today. If they would get their heads out of their ass and do it right, they could capitalize on that and make that character something more important. And they did that with Tommy and Jason Lives and shit like that. But
well, you know, here's the thing. This is the first time. Well, not. I mean, I guess yeah. This is the first technical version of the zombie Jason because he came back to life from the hospital. Even though I don't really consider him zombie Jason until part six. Like when part six, when he's all fucking corroded and nasty as shit. It looks like battery acid that melted in the sun.
Kind of weird, isn't it? Like he was dead and he came back. Like,
yeah, and this what's one, the story in this behind one, that? Well, in this one, you could even kind of assume that maybe they just read it wrong, that he didn't actually die. I don't know. Maybe the rope didn't break his neck. Maybe even the fucking thing through his head didn't kill him. I don't know.
Well, then again, he also died as a camper and like lived in the fucking water. And you saw how he looked when he came up at the end of Friday the 13th. He's always had, I guess if you think about it, he's always had to be a little fucking supernatural. Mm. A little bit.
Anyway, but this is a great fucking movie.
It is. It was fun. I love it. I'm having a good time with these right now. Check back with me after we're done with five, but right now I'm having a fucking fun time, man.
And no, man, you're gonna change your mind. You're gonna change your mind on five, man.
Yeah. It's nice outside. It's October the 18th right now. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's fucking getting kinda cold. A little too cold. We never really got
a fall. Let's go camping.
Yeah, and now we're watching Friday the 13th. Halloween's in a couple weeks. I'm feeling good. I'm liking life right now.
Yeah.
It's good times. So how do you guys feel in your pants at darkness in the night? I know I feel good. Jay, how do you feel?
I want to go shave my head and fucking go randomly kill a goalie.
I fucked up and shaved my face today, dude.
You did?
Yeah, dude. I tried to trim that shit, and I fucked it up, and then I had to shave my whole face because once you fuck
it
up,
you're drunk when you did it.
So now I look like a fat baby.
Will you try to go for a fucking Daniel Day-Lewis look from There Will Be Blood?
No, I just wanted to trim my shit because I felt like I was starting to look like the bass player for, like, I don't know, fucking Freddy fucking Death Punch, whatever that name
is. Five Finger Death Punch?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe, I don't know. Like, you know what? It's fine. Just go with it. Embrace it. Be who you are. And be the person that you want
to
be.
I can't, motherfucker. Now I had to shave it off. It's gone. Now I look like your fucking supervisor at work.
Well, grow back.
I'm trying to. I'm trying. Oh, yeah. Man. Okay. Well, I had a fucking blast. I think time. You had fun. And I hope you good guys time. All had fun. It's been a good night. We got tons more shit. We're doing the whole series for you. We'll be back. What is tomorrow, Jay? Tomorrow's Friday night. Maybe
tomorrow. If not tomorrow, yeah, we're gonna keep this a trainer rolling out of the station, and we're gonna ask for tickets soon. So if you don't have your ticket available, guess what's gonna happen? Anal searches, and we're all ready for that.
Search my teeth. Wait, what?
I'm gonna shove my foot so far up your ass that the water on my knee will quench your thirst.
Gatorade.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
We love your fucking faces. If you're new to the channel, click that subscribe button and get some goddamn wham up in you for the love of Billy Corgan's bald head.
Bye, you fanatics. Bye.
What are you going to do on October 31st?
What are you going to do on October 31st?
Here comes that white-faced fucker, an asshole like no other. He's a big old piece of shit. Wants to stab your sister's tits because he's a white-faced fucker. Loomis can't recover. Dr. Chal is drunk again, sleeping with your sister's friends.
Do you want to know about the darkness?
I said goddamn.
Goddamn, you fucker.
I said goddamn.
lot of people don't know the darkness that goes inside their hearts.
I said, God damn.
God damn you, Michael!
What are you gonna do on October 31st?